What do you call all those things?
That would be your feet, isn't it?
Okay, if you've got like, you got some mules and horses and cattle all together, mm-hmm. and you got to go feed them all at the same time, mm-hmm. what do you call all of them?
Well, I said, well, I got, if I wanted to specify them, I said, well, I got to go feed up.
Feed up? Okay, would you ever call them like critters or livestock? Or?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it's a livestock, I don't know what it's called. Could be told to do, but I got to call them livestock.
So you would you probably say I gotta go feed the livestock?
Yeah, that's
okay.
More common than that.
Alright. If you got hens and turkeys and chickens and ducks, you know, and you have to go feed them, would you say?
Go feed the chickens and ducks.
Okay, would you?
Might put all of them separate.
Would you, if he's gonna put them all together, what would you say? Okay.
I never did have them all over there.
Alright. Let me see how much tape's left here. I think we just about finish up here. Not for now. And maybe I can probably later, you know, tomorrow or next day or something, finish a little more if you have
yeah.
time to do, sir. I know you're getting rushed for time. Let me see how much tape's left running here. I got a little bit left here. So we are... Okay, so the last thing I asked, you know, like you said that you're going to feed livestock if you had all the animals. Now, for the hens and turkeys and everything, do you have a name for all of them together?
Not all of them together.
Okay, you wouldn't say I wouldn't go feed the fowl or anything like
that? No, I just said, I was thinking, she said.
Okay, a hen sitting on a nest of eggs is called a...
Sitting hen.
Okay, and a place where they live, a place where the chickens live, what do you call that?
Chicken house.
All right, if he's going to make a little cage to carry him into town.
Cook.
Okay. I'm going to finish up right here today. I'm going to get through this and we'll finish up for here today and I'll call you later tomorrow or something. Let's see if we can arrange a different time, sir. Now a chicken has a breast, and the back of the breast, and the white meat, there's a little bone back there.
That's backbone.
And it's a little bone that's shaped like a...
That wing.
No, it looks like this. You know, if you look like that, you can sometimes...
Pulley bone.
Okay. Do you know any superstitions involved, or any traditions involved with that?
Well, I think I've seen folks pull it to see what you're doing. Get married first or something like
okay.
that.
You heard like when they how does that work and when they break it how does that work?
Short end. It's time to be the shortest.
Okay.
One gets the long end. It's time to be the longest. I think that's
okay. Do you have a special name for the inside parts of a chicken? Of all the inside parts.
Well, they're running together.
Do you have a name for all of them together?
Yeah, intro.
Entrails?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the inside part that you stuff sausage in of a pig?
That's some intestines.
Yeah. Okay. What about now if it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you say it's, what'd you say?
Feed time.
Feed time? Okay. I'm going to get to, and how would you call your cows in from a pasture? How would you, if you sat there yelling at them, how would you call them in?
Well, just more than that, just holler for them. Hoy, most of the time.
Hoy?
Hoy.
Hoy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hoy.
Just any kind of racket. If you beat them there, they'll learn that racket.
Okay, but the one you used to use mainly was like hoy?
Yeah.
Okay. How about calling a calf? Did you have anything different for calves mm-hmm. when you talk? Same thing?
Yeah. All come together.
Okay. Now when you was talking to mules, what'd you used to yell at them to make them go left and right?
G and R.
And which one was which?